Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 5:31, Town of Curry Beach Legislative Hearing, Monday, November 21st, 2022. The purpose of the meeting is to receive comments to review the draft Curry Beach Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The plan will serve as the town's official CAMA plan, in addition to serving as official planning document adopted in accordance with North Carolina General Statute Chapter 160D for planning and zoning purposes. Following the legislative hearing, the Town of Curry Beach will consider adoption of the draft plan. Once adopted, the plan will be submitted to the Director of North Carolina Division of Coastal Management for certification. Written objections, comments, or statements of support shall be submitted to the Division of Coastal Management's District Planner, Mike Christenberry, at 127 Cardinal Drive Extension, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28405, no more than 30 calendar days after local adoption of the plan. If anybody needs that address, they can find it on the website and in the agenda package. Official notice of the legislative hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board on October 27th and was advertised in the Island Gazette on November 2nd and November 9th, thus meeting notification requirements. Anyone in the attendance have any comments on land use plan? I believe we have a presentation on that plan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Board. I'll try to speak up and I'll try to be brief. I understand that this agenda item is sort of in two phases. This is part of the legislative hearing phase. I'll, in accordance with the discussion of the town clerk, provide the presentation now. So, nevertheless, thank you very much for having me here tonight. Wes McLeod, Patriot Council of Governments and the Local Government Services Director. I've been working with the town on this project since early 2021. And we've worked very closely with the Planning and Zoning Commission on this project. And it's been a pleasure to work with the town. So I'm just going to provide a brief overview just to rehash, you know, the process, what a comprehensive land use plan is, a couple of the key statistics that we found, and that's all. So, in truth, a comprehensive plan is really a policy document that's based on the community's vision for growth and development, in particular local government. This is also based on not only public engagement, but also on technical analysis of existing and potential future conditions. And so all of that is put together in a document that spells out a whole host of things beyond, frankly, land use matters. We address parks and recreation, transportation, infrastructure, things of that nature as well. One of the things that's important to understand as part of any comprehensive land use planning process is the impacts particular local governments have, and especially population impacts. Along the coast, we have a different set of impacts than some of our mainland local governments, in particular, seasonal population impacts. And so as part of our analysis, we're able to determine that we estimate that a little over 18,400 folks are here on a seasonal basis on one of your peak population days. And that's a combination of folks that are staying in homes and then folks that are also day trip visitors here. And this would be on your Memorial Day, your July 4th type weekend. And that's a little bit that's about an 8x increase from your normal seasonal population, normal year-round population. And I will say that we've seen across our region that the tour season is tending to lengthen into some of the shoulder months that has historically sort of been outside of the norm. But in general, you've got a little over 2,200 folks full-time And then again, that increases to approximately 18,403 individuals on a peak day in the summer, which is a pretty substantial increase. This slide has got, it's a little bit difficult to see on the screen there, but this shows the housing unit count percentage and change from 2000 to 2019. One of the things that we found interesting is that the number of units that are used for seasonal, recreational type use increased essentially 100% from 2000 to 2019. And so in 2000, there's approximately 560 units, and by 2019, according to the census at least, there's a little over 1,100 units used for seasonal basis. This would be your vacation rental type unit. During that same time, the total number of housing units increased from 1,569 to 2,272. And you had your greatest percentage of housing unit increase from, which is outside of this analysis here, from actually 1990 to 2000. It's going to be interesting to see what the final tally will be for the 2020 numbers as well for census data purposes. Okay. Another interesting item of note from a demographic standpoint, in the town of Curie Beach, approximately 94% of your residents work in their county of residence, versus New Hanover County, that number is 90%, and then of course North Carolina overall, that number is all the way down to 71%. So the key distinction here is that folks that are living and working in Curie Beach are primarily doing so locally, and in particular are working from home. If you'll see, there's a statistic on the right that shows that a little over, or nearly 18% of the town's labor force works from home. That is a very high statistic compared to North Carolina overall and New Hanover County overall. So, and just for comparison purposes, in North Carolina, only about 6% of folks identify as working from home. So you've got folks that are purposefully moving here because of the climate, the environment, et cetera, and choosing to work from home at a much higher percentage rate than many other local governments. I don't think that comes as a surprise to you guys, but it's certainly spelled out here in the data. All right. I'm going to jump in and just provide a little bit about the community survey that we assisted the town on completing. We had nearly 1,000 responses to that community survey. We initially, when we began, were hoping to have somewhere around 400 or 500 responses. So we nearly doubled that expectation, and we felt like we had a very good turnout on folks participating in that survey. Of those 974 responses, 902 of them were actually from property owners. That's another thing that you typically like to see. 609 of those were year-round residents, 285 second home, and then 8 business owner responses. Of the remaining 72 non-property owner responses, approximately 13 were renters, some tourists, and then 42 identified as others. Some of those folks or in transition, maybe they were moving here sometime in the future. They may already own property, didn't exactly know how to identify themselves. So great amount of survey responses, and so kudos to the town staff also for helping to get that out so folks actually took the survey. One of the questions on that survey was, what is your favorite thing about Curie Beach? Overwhelmingly, the number one response was the small town feel. Folks really identified with that here in the town of Curie Beach. Folks felt that it was quiet, safe, and family friendly, and they felt like it is a beautiful beach environment. And those were mentioned time and time again. And this was an open-ended response. Folks could just say whatever it is they felt like was their favorite thing about Curie Beach. We also asked the inevitable question about if you could improve one thing about Curie Beach, what had a host of responses. We sort of categorized them here into some of the popular answers. More and better bike lanes was identified. Free parking was identified. I know this is a much debated subject, and at the time had just sort of been implemented. More crosswalks for public access. Folks wanted more walking trails. Folks also wanted more restaurants and small businesses. Underground utilities was also mentioned. Beach renourishment was also a topic. And then lastly, some folks wanted to allow dogs on the beach, others didn't want to allow dogs on the beach, sort of half and half. No particular majority response on that. Of course, that's outside of typical land use plan type items. One of the things that we always do is we try to categorize or try to get a sense of what are the top five public input priorities based on our survey results, based on a public meeting, based on our discussion with staff and our stakeholder group. And so we were able to put together five public input priorities. First being preserve the small town character through a development pattern of low density single family homes and locally owned small businesses. Maintain environmental quality and clean water to preserve the coastal natural resources that contribute to the town's quality of life. Number three being enhance bicycle and pedestrian facilities to provide safe options for non-motorized transportation. Four, ensure the future resilience of the town through coastal storm damage reduction and beach protection efforts. Coastal storm damage reduction is essentially your beach nourishment type projects. And then five, support recreational facilities and opportunities to maintain a high quality of life. So those five input priorities were also shaped in discussion with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they all sort of agreed that they aligned with the results of that survey in our public input meeting. And then I've just got two more slides, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Mayor. One of the things I did want to point out that is certainly unique to Town of Cary Beach, this map is showing the location of special flood hazard areas. You guys are blessed in that you have a significant amount of your housing and development areas that are outside of special flood hazard area, and I think that that's really going to be a benefit to the town over the next coming decades. We're seeing substantial flood insurance increases across the region, and you guys are truly unique, I think, at least within Pender County, New Hanover County, and Brunswick County. Only a portion of Oak Island has a comparable amount of area that is outside of the flood hazard area and in truly close proximity to the beach. So I think that's actually something that's fantastic for the town. The last thing I'll just mention, as you guys use this plan in the future, the future land use map is sort of the land use plan equivalent of the town zoning map. So this identifies idealized growth and development patterns moving forward. This is based in large part on your existing zoning map, and there's some narrative that corresponds with these various future land use districts about the types of uses, density, et cetera, that would want to be desirable moving forward. Again, based on public input and committee feedback. That concludes my portion of the presentation. I also want to thank the P&Z chair, was instrumental in working on this project. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to mention.
No.
Okay. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to work with the town on this project.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any other feedback relative to the land use plan? There's 112 pages, so there's a lot to know. But if there's no further inputs, I would accept the motion to close.
I'll make a motion that we close the legislative hearing.
Second.
All in favor of closing legislative hearing?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?